Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding Yud Beis Amud Beis, the final two lines on the bottom of the Amud. You recall over the last couple of days we're talking about the Inyan of Ibur Hashanah, which means to add an additional month and make it a Jewish leap year. And you recall he said in the Gemara, you don't just go and make a new leap year for any reason. There has to be a good, solid reason. One of the reasons the Gemara gave was Mishum Tkufa. We didn't really get into that in great detail, but that's what we're going to go into today. As you'll see, it's a little bit of a challenging Gemara. Not that it's difficult, but just the Daf Halten Kop as to all of the various cheshbonos, calculations. So, Omer Vina Mashmur. Ein ma'abed es hashana eliyim kein hoise tkufa chaseira ruba shel chodesh. The only time that you're ma'abed hashana means to add that extra month is only if the tkufa. What tkufa are we referring to? There are four tkufas a year. Tkufa in English means a season. In English, it's very, very simple. We have the autumn season, and then we have the winter season, and then we have the spring season, and then we have the summer season. The Gemara doesn't refer to them in those words, but Rabbi Gemara refers to them by the names of the months that they typically start. Meaning, for instance, when you're talking about the autumn season, it typically starts in Tishrei time, and the Gemara, as well as the Mefarshim, refer to it as Tekufas Tishrei. And because a Tekufa, by definition, there are four seasons, each one is 91 days, you take 365, you divide it by four, 91 days, it's really 91 days and a quarter, but we just round it down to 91 days. Because of that, there can be potential confusion between Chodesh Tishrei and Tekufas Tishrei. The two are not related, other than that they typically overlap one another. And the same thing is, for instance, the summer Tekufa begins in Tammuz, typically, and therefore it's called Tekufas Tammuz. But if you want to, in English, you refer to it as the summer season. And then the Tekufas Teves is the one that begins winter. Now, in the month of Teves, we're starting Mishum Teves tonight, tomorrow. And then you have the fourth one as well, and that's called the Tekufas Nisan, which is the beginning of the spring, and that typically happens in Nisan time. Okay, so all of that is quite straightforward. So now, Rav Yudah Mishmul says, when do we have a problem that the Tekufa is starting or ending too late, that therefore we have to make an adjustment to the calendar by adding an additional month, in the case of where the Tekufa Chaser Rubel Chodesh, we're referring specifically to Tekufas Tammuz, which means the summer Tekufa, which ends typically Tishrei time. If it ends right before Tishrei, beautiful. Then Chodesh Tishrei as well as Tekufas Tishrei start virtually simultaneously. That's great. But things don't work that way, and often Tammuz will go, the Tekufas Tammuz will go Taran Krichen, means it'll go further and further into Tishrei. So says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as long as the Tekufas Tammuz ends, for instance, within the first 5 days, or the first 10 days, or the first 15 days of Tishrei, no problem, because the day after that will start the new Tekufa, which we are going to call the Tekufas Tishrei. In fancy English, it's called the autumnal equinox. But we don't need to go in these fancy terms. Bottom line is that Tekufas Tammuz is a rang yikrochen, means it kept on siphoning off days from Tishrei until Tekufas Tammuz will be finished, which means after 91 days.
I don't want to interrupt you, I just want to try to hold it in my head here. We're saying then that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is occurring so many days before September 21st in our calendar.
That's true.
So that's how we can think about it. We say as long as Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is not too far sooner than the September 20th or 21st, whatever it is, that's the window of time we're describing.
Very good.
Okay.
Excellent. So says Shmuel, Ein ma'abin es hashana, the only time you ma'abin the year to add another month, Elam Kein Hoise Tekufa Chaseira, that means that Tekufas Tammuz was still missing. In other words, we're continuing to count in the Tekufas Tammuz. Ruba Shul Chodesh, Roiv of Chodesh Tishrei. The majority, the Kama Ruba Shul Chodesh, what's considered to be the majority? Shisha Asa Yoyim. 16 days, a majority of 60, of, I'm sorry, of 30. Thank you. Everybody's listening carefully. 16 days is the majority of 30. So therefore, if the old Tekufa, Tekufas Tammuz, is continuing through the 16th day of the month of Tishrei, Now, the next Tkufa, which is the Tkufa Tishrei, is going to start on the 17th day. Uh-oh, that's no good. It's too late. You have to go and add an additional month. However, for instance, what happens if the Tkufas Tamas would only go through the 15th day of Tishrei, also known as the beginning of Sukkis, and the new Tkufa would begin the next day, which is on the 16th day, and it's not a problem. Then we would not add an additional month. What's the chashivas? What's the reason why it's so important? Whether it's the 15th day, the 16th day, the 17th day, the common Yalef Taimer, we'll see this in the Gemara, in another two lines. So just how it comes about that as long as the old Tkufas Tamas went through 15 days, and then the new Tkufas Tishrei starts on the 16th day, no problem. Then you're not ma'abit. However, if it's one day later that Tamas is going through the 16th day and only starting Tkufas Tishrei on the 17th day, that's a big no-no, and you have to add another month so that you can adjust the Tkufas Tishrei so it'll start a month before as opposed to landing in the middle of the Chodesh Tishrei. We'll see about this in a moment. Rabbi Yossi says, I agree in principle with what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, notice this is not a braisa. This is Shmuel quoting Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And this will become very important momentarily.
Thank you so much.
Hatzlacha Rabba. Amen. So Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Echad V'esrim Yoyim. The cheshbon is not 16 days, but the cheshbon is 21 days. Meaning that if the old Tkufas Tamas goes into Tishrei through day 21, so that we're going to decree and declare the new Tkufas Tishrei on Yom 22, then you have to be Ma'aber. However, if it's only 20 and 21 respectively, or 16 and 17 respectively, like we had with Rabbi Yehuda, then you would not have to go and be Ma'aber. What's the Indian of 16, 17, 20, 21, 22? What's this all about? You'll see right now. Ushnei Mikra Echadorshu. And both of them, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, learn their din from the following pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Chaga Osif Tekufas Hashanah. The word Chaga Osif is a term which refers to Sukkis. Why is Sukkis called Chaga Osif? Because the harvest took place generally June, July time. They left all of the peiros or the yarokas in the field to dry out. They didn't have refrigeration like we have today. They would leave it out in the sun. In the Mediterranean area, usually it does not rain during the summer. So now at the end of the summer, they had all of these wonderful dry mangoes, and you had the dry raisins, and dry dates, and dried figs, and all that. And that would last for hopefully another year. I'm sorry.
No, I said that even the hay, you know.
And the hay, and the tzvua, exactly.
Wait, everything is harvested around Sukkos. What about...
No. It's collected. It's harvested earlier before this summer, right, and dried out in the summer in the field.
Exactly right.
Right.
So okay. The actual cutting took place, April, May, June, etc.
Right.
Leave it in the field, it dries out. And the Chag also means to collect. To gather.
Right.
When did the collection, the gathering take place? Sukkos time. Right after Sukkos. That's when the rains would begin in Cheshvan, and therefore make sure you gather it all out.
This is all produce?
Wheat
and barley are different times.
They mature at different times, but they're harvested in the late spring, early summer, and dried out.
Okay.
You let them dry out there in the field. If it dries out more quickly, then you put it in your storage
site. So is that Hefker?
Exactly. Okay, anyway. So Chag HaOsef. When does Sukkot fall out? Well, we all know it falls out the 15th day of Tishrei, Avada. However, the Torah says it falls out in Tekufas Hashanah, meaning in the new Tekufa, which is the Tekufas Tishrei, which is the autumn Tekufa, the fall Tekufa, which starts out Tishrei time. So now we have to understand what does that mean, that the Chag HaOsef falls out in Tekufas Hashanah. Marsava kule chag beinan betkuf of chadosha, or marsava mitzus chag beinan betkuf of chadosha. Now we use the expression kule chag or mitzus chag, we're really referring to cholamoyed. We're not referring to the yontif itself. Why are you referring to cholamoyed? Says Rashi, because you cannot go and collect the tvua and the pedris and the yarokas on yontif, stach yontif. But you're allowed to go and collect in a cholamoyed, assuming that it's a dover ha'oved, and presumably it is a dover ha'oved because you're going to leave it a little bit longer in the field, it's going to start raining. After all, at the end of Sukkis, on Shmini Atzeres we're mispal for rain. What happens if the Baal Tefillah really does a good one and it starts raining on Shmini Atzeres? You better make sure to go and collect everything prior to that time. So therefore the term Chag HaOsef is really referring to, says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoisi, to Chol HaMoed. And that has to be in the new Tekufa. The question is, how much of the Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tekufa? The entire Chol HaMoed? Or even part of Chol HaMoed? So now let's think to ourselves, when does Chol HaMoed begin? We're talking about, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have the Sveik of the Yoyma, on the 16th of Tishrei. Bill, thank you very much. When is the final day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael? On 21, on Chof Aleph. What happens on Chof Beis Tishrei? That's already Shmini Atzeres. So between 16 and 21, those are the days of Chol HaMoed. The last day of Chol HaMoed, which is 21, is what we also call Hoshana Rabbah. But that's not key for us. We have to identify which days are Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is between 16 and 21. Ah, so now let's get back to Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire Chag HaOsef, meaning the entire Chol HaMoed, has to be in the new Tekufa, which means it's got to start on day 16. So therefore, if 16 days of Tishrei are chapped by the Tekufas Tammuz, so I'm only starting with the Tekufas Tishrei on the 17th day, that means that I'm missing out on 16. Because from 17 and further, yeah, that's all Taka Chag HaOsef. But what about 16? Oh, yoy, biskirat. We are missing out the 16. You have to have the entire Chag HaOsef in the Tekufa Chadasha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that if you look at the last Rashi on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, the final Rashi, Shisha Osar Yoyim, remember that it means that the Tekufas Tammuz ate away from Tishrei 16 days. Utkufas Tishrei only now starts the next day. Neufelis B'Yud Zayin on the 17th day, which is the second day Chol HaMoed. You gotta be Ma'aber. You have to add additional month. Avdim Hoyse Tkufas Tishrei Neufelis B'Shisha Asa. If Tkufas Tishrei would be just one day before, in other words, that Tkufas Tammuz ended on first day Yontiv, on Tezvav, on 15th. So now the Tekufas Tishrei starts the next day on 16th. That's the first day of Chol HaMoed. Hey, wonderful! That means the entire Chol HaMoed, from beginning to end, is going to be within the new Tekufa. And then Tefor says, Rabbi Yehuda, that works perfectly. But make sure it's only 15 days in the old Tekufa. And we're starting the new Tekufa in Shisha Asa. If then Shisha Asa, hey, Ma'aber, there's no need to be Ma'aber. But if it's one day further, if Tekufas Tishrei starts on 17th, we're in trouble. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says the exact same svara and the same approach as Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds you don't have to have the entire Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, as long as abyssal means a little bit, mitzat, a little bit. I know you understand. Mitzat yom kekula. Exactly. Exactly. As long as you have one day. Ah, so what's that one day? That means day Chof Aleph. Yes. Chof Aleph, which is the final day of Chol HaMoed, otherwise known as Hoshana Rabbah, then if that is within the new Tekufa, then we're fine. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says that when are we Ma'aber? If the old Tekufas Tammuz chapped away, grabbed away 21 days, Echad V'Yesrim Yoyim, which means that the new Tekufa is only going to start on Chof Beis. Chof Beis means it's already after Chol HaMoed, it's already Shmini Atzeres. No good. You don't have the kiyum of having the Chag HaOsef Tekufa Seshan. But in fact, Rabbi Yossi would agree that if the old Tekufas Tammuz ended on day 20 of Tishrei, and now day 21 of Tishrei is Chol HaMoed, and that's the new Tekufa of Tekufas Tishrei. Oh, wonderful! So I have a kiyum of the Chag HaOsef in the Tekufa Seshan. It's good. So just repeating the Gemara, Mar Sava Kule Chag Beinu Tekufa Chadosha. That's Rabbi Yehuda. You have the entire Chag. Chag meaning the entire Chol HaMoed in Tekufa Chadosha. Mar Sava Mikzav Chag Beinu Tekufa Chadosha. You only need Abisala, which means day number Chof Aleph has to be in Tekufa Chadosha. If you have that, great. And if not, because the old Tekufa went through Chof Aleph, then you have to add an additional month. By adding an additional month, then the entire month of Tishrei will already be in the new Tekufa, and then you won't have a problem. So far, so good. Frank Dimar, Mike Kosavi. Now, what do these two Mandi Amrim hold? Ikosavi Yom Tekufa Goimer Plav Hochinami Loi Lamandi Yom Kuli Chag Ika V'Loi Lamandi Yom Mikzas Chag Ika El Kosavi Yom Tekufa Maschil. What does all of that mean? We have that day, the autumnal equinox, which is the day that the new tkufa falls out. The question is, okay, we call it the new tkufa falling out on that day, but how do we count that day? Is that counted as the final day of the previous tkufa, or do you consider that to be the first day of the new tkufa? Why is there such a shaila? Because presumably the tkufa is somewhere in the middle of the day, because every tkufa is 91 and a quarter days, so 4 times 91 is 364, 4 times a quarter is additional 365, right, one more day. It's a missile myth. I'm sure the art scroll probably goes to the Chalukim too. It's 91 days and a quarter, 6 hours, and like 21 minutes and 32 seconds, or whatever. But the point of all of this is, so the real tkufa falls somewhere in the middle of the day. Do you count that as being new tkufa, or do you count that as being old tkufa? Until now, we assumed that it's called new tkufa. So, for instance, taking Rabbi Yossi, who's here at the top of the Yom, just to make it simple, Rabbi Yossi said that if there are 21 days in the old tkufa's Tammuz, oh, that means that the new tkufa is starting on 22, which is already Yom Tiv. No good. You have to be ma'aber. Says our Gemara, guess what? So what would happen if it would be one day earlier? If the old tkufa went through day 20, and the new tkufa is starting on day 21, then that would be great. It's only great if you hold that the new tkufa's tishrei on 21 is maschil, begins the new tkufa. And then we have that the final day of Chol HaMoed is within the new tkufa. But if I'm going to hold that yom tkufa is the goyimer, that's the final day. So even if the old tkufa of tkufa's tamas ended on day 20, and we call day 21 the new equinox, the new day tkufa, yeah, but for purposes of counting, it's not considered the new tkufa, because that day is ending the old tkufa. When do I start counting the real new tkufa? The day later, on day number 22. So Ibazai said it doesn't help, even if you're going to go and tell me that you had only 20 days. Remember, Rabbi Yossi says if 21 days are part of the old tkufa's tamuz, then I'm in trouble. Why? Because when's the new tkufa going to start on day number 22? Hey, but there's no Chol HaMoed then in the new tkufa. Says the Gemara, even if you're going to say day 20 was the ending of tkufa's tamuz, and day 21 is, quote-unquote, the beginning of the new tkufa, so that's good. So have one day of Chol HaMoed into the new tkufa. If I'm not going to call that new tkufa day, if we're going to call it Gomer Day, that it's still from the old tkufa, then it's still not going to be enough. I'd still have to be Ma'aber, even if it was only 20 days in the old tkufa. In other words, 20 days of tkufa's tamas, cutting away, eating away from Tishrei. Therefore, Al-Korcha, Mujmin Zagin, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi subscribe to the idea that the day that the new tkufa begins is taka new tkufa, not called the end of the old tkufa. It's not yom tkufa gomer, but yom tkufa maschil. That's the whole thing in the Gemara. So once again, Rabbi Yossi said that if the 21 days in the old tkufa's tamuz, you better be ma'aber, better be ma'aber, because 22, which is the new tkufa day, guess what? That's already Yom Tov. It's already Shmini Atzeres. No good. So you have to make sure that it's a day earlier. Bima Abir. Says our Gemara, that's only if you hold Yom Tkufa Maschil. Because if you hold Tkufa Goymer, even if it's one day earlier, you still haven't accomplished anything. Again, what would be Rabbi Yossi would hold? 20 days old Tkufa means Tkufa's Tammuz. Now 21 days, the 21st day, the new Tkufa began. That's only began if you hold Yom Tkufa Maschil. If you hold Yom Tkufa Goymer, then that 21st day, that's still the old Tkufa. It's not called New Tkufa Day. The New Tkufa would start on Yom Esumushnayim, day 22. That's why says Yom Mustach Zayin, that since both of them, he holds 16, he holds 21, it must be that they hold that the next day Yom Tkufa is Taka, the Yom Tkufa Maschil, and not Yom Tkufa Goymer. Just one second, just repeating the words again. So my Kasavi, what do they hold? Ikasavi Yom Tkufa, the brand new day of Tkufa. It's Goymer, that's the final day. You don't count it as day 1, but you count it as day 91. So even without 21 and 22, then you don't even have 1 minute in of the cholamoid in the nutkufa. Because the nutkufa is only starting not the day after zimtai, but 2 days later. Because whatever day you finished tkufa, you finished kufa's tamuz.
Bless you.
Zimtai. Then the next day is considered to be weiter goimis till from the old chak. From the old tkufa, elikasavi yom tkufa maschil. They back both hold yom tkufa maschil, and that's why, according to, since we haven't spoken about Rabbi Yehuda recently, I don't want to offend him. That's why, if 16 days are cut away by tkufas tamuz, so we're starting the new tkufa on day 17. That's no good because we have to have kuloi chag beina. Anybody, if you don't now do it, the moisture cloths have been
3D.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so it's good. Everything fine?
No, I'm good for now.
But Hashem, you should be good for many years to come. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, if 16 days were cut away because it's Kufa's Tamas days, so we're starting the new. When is Yom Tkufa is on day 17? No good, because that's already the second day of Chol HaMoed. Oh, so I have an Eitzah Tova. Make sure that year, if it's not 16 days, if it's 15 days, in other words, not that I have an Eitzah, but I mean that if the old Kufas Tamas only ate away 15 days and not 16 days, so then that's good, because then the new Tkufa falls on 16, and that's the first day of Chol HaMoed. That's only if you hold Yom Tkufa Maschil. Then I have the benefit of the 16 through 21. However, if you're going to tell me Yom Tkufa Goimer, which means that on 16 I'm now finally ending Tkufas Tamas, sayonara, Tkufas Tamas, goodbye, then the new Tkufa is only starting on day 17. I'm still going to miss 1 day, so therefore you'd have to go and move it up an extra day or two so that the entire Chol HaMoed should be the new Tkufa. Yes?
We have other instances where we need to count days, like for instance when the Nazir becomes Tamei.
Exactly.
And we start counting again, and very often we'll use the eighth day when he brings his Korbanos to be the first day of his new Nazir.
Right.
Why are we making this day exclusively a final day or an initial day? Why don't we say it's Mona Lakan Lakan?
I don't know when they say Maschil and Goimer. I don't know when they have this Kabbalah, when they have Salach al Moshe Sinai, when they have a Makar.
Okay.
Agamor doesn't go into what the Makaris are that one holds Maschil and one holds that it's Goimer.
Okay.
I assume it's not based on Svara. I'm assuming that they have some basis somewhere.
So Kabbalah, okay.
And then you'd have to figure out why is it Kabbalah this way, not that way. Anyway, so those are the two Mandyam. Now remember, we didn't have a Bryce until now. We had Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, quoting what Rabbi Yehuda and what Rabbi Yossi hold. Now we're going to have a lengthy, first we're going to have a short brisa, and then we're going to have a lengthy brisa. And the purpose of bringing these two brises is we're going to ask two kashas on Shmuel. So we start off the first brisa. Meisve. Yoyim tkufa goymer div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi oymer yoyim tkufa maschel. So you already have your first kasha, because we finished off the previous limit thing that both hold Yom Tkufa Maschil. And here it says, Yom Tkufa Goimer, ay, 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 ay. That would be a major kasha on Shmuel. Not only that the words, Maschil and Goimer, that's not the problem. The problem is that the calculations don't work out. Because if you're going to go and tell us, like Shmuel said on the bottom, that if eats away 16 days, you have to be ma'aber. Which means that if Tamas only eats away 15 days, you don't have to be ma'aber. Why not? Because then the new Tkufa starts on day 16, and you have the whole Chol HaMoed. My dear friend, that's only if you hold Yom Tkufa Maschil. If you hold Yom Tkufa Goimer, I'm still stuck, because that means I cannot count day 16, because it's still called Tamas days. So I can only start from 17. So I must say Al Korchak, like the Gemara said before, that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, holds Yom Tkufa Maschil. But he says, Befeirush Yom Tkufa Goimer. That's kasha number one on Shmuel. And now we're going to have a fairly lengthy brisa. Not that the brisa itself is lengthy, but the whole discussion is going to be lengthy, as you will see. Oytime, nocha brisa. Says the Tanakama, Ein ma'abrinus hashona elim kein hoisit kufa chaseira rubei shol chodesh, vekama rubei shol chodesh, shisha osa yoin. So this is virtually word for word, like Shmuel said, aliba d'Rabbi Yehuda, right? When are you ma'abra the year? If the tkufa, the old tkufa, meaning the tkufa's tamuz, the summer tkufa, is chaseira, it's missing, and it's grabbing away days from Chodesh Tishrei. How much did it grab away? 16 days. Oh, grab away 16 days, then you have to be ma'aber the year, which is word for word that we had before Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom of the yom. However, Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisa says differently. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Shtei Yadois Ba'Chodesh. it's got to be two hands of the month. What means two hands? It means two thirds of the month. A month has, on average, 30 days, even 29. We're going to round it up to 30. What's two thirds of 30? 20. Yeah. The kamishtei yodos b'chodesh chav yoim, 20 days. Now, what's the cheshbon of 20 days according to Rabbi Huda? We see from this braisa that obviously Rabbi Huda does not learn like Shmuel's Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda Shmuel's Rabbi Huda says, look at 16 days. This Rabbi Huda says 20 days. So what taka does Rabbi Huda hold? So Rabbi Huda holds that when we say Chag Osat Kufas Hashana, we don't need the ganze Chol HaMoed, we only need a bissel Chol HaMoed, which would mean day Chof Aleph. And therefore, if 20 days are in the old Kufa, which is the Tkufas Tammuz, we're starting Tkufas Tishrei on Chof Aleph, then you have to be Ma'abed the year. You know why you have to ma'abed the year? Because even though the Yom Tkufa fell out on Chof Aleph, which is the final day of Chol HaMoed, guess what? Rabbi Yehuda Lishitase holds Yom Tkufa Goymer. Oh, since Yom Tkufa Goymer, the fact that the Yom Tkufa falls out on Chof Aleph, that doesn't help us, because I still don't have any of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. When will the new Tkufa countings begin? Only the day later, which is on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, if it's 20 days, it's a no-no. However, if Tammuz is only taking away 19 days, which means Yom Tkufa will then be on Yom Chav, which is Goymer, that's the old Tkufa. And now, when are we going to start the counting of the 91 days of the new Tkufa on Chof Aleph? Then we're fine, because Chof Aleph is the last day of Chol HaMoed, and that's perfect. So therefore, this Rabbi Huda makes a lot of sense, but it's obviously different than the Rabbi Huda that we had on the Amud Beis, where Rabbi Huda says, Shisha Asa Yoyim. And that's the second kasha that we're asking on Shmuel. So Shmuel had two ingredients in explaining Rabbi Huda. Number one, that Rabbi Huda requires that the entire Chol HaMoed be in the new Tkufa. We see clearly from this braisa, no, you only need one day. You don't need the whole, as long as it's 20 days, it's not. It doesn't talk about 16, 17. So that's one. And number two, before we said, according to Rabbi Huda, Yoyim Tkufa Maschil. And here, both in the first braisa, he says explicitly, and in the second braisa, based on the cheshbonis, we see that he holds Yom Tkufa Goymer. So that's the double kasha on Shmuel. And the Gemara is going to say in another 6-7 lines when we finish the braisa, kasha. We have no answer to the kasha on Shmuel, to the two kashas on Shmuel. But now, continue on the braisa. Rabbi Yosi Oyim Mechashvin Shisha Osel Efneha Pesach Ma'abrin. Shisha Osel Efneha Chag Eim Ma'abrin. If it's the 16th day of Pesach, who's talking about Pesach? Until now we're only talking about Sukkot. And the truth of the matter is, we're really not talking about Pesach, because this 16 days before Pesach is only to figure out the Cheshbon 6 months later into Sukkot. So what does that mean? From the 16th day of Pesach until you get into Tishrei, how many days would that be in terms of Tkufois? You'd have to have a total of 182. Why 182? Because we're talking about from Pesach to Sukkot, and Sukkot to Pesach, there are 6 months.
Right.
6 months is half of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Half of a year means two tkufas, two seasons. Each season is 91. Two times 91 is 182. Right? Two times
I know.
I thought you're a history major, but you know your
math. I don't
do
math.
I understand, but you're doing a beautiful job. I'm really impressed. You know so much about so many different disciplines. But anyway, so if we add 182 now to the Shisha Osel of Neha Pesach, how much does it come out? Says Rashi, then the Nut Kufa is going to fall out on the 21st day of Tishrei. How do I get a cheshbon of 21 days of Tishrei? This was the 16th day of Nisan, that's 21 days of Tishrei. How does that work? It would be much easier if it would be the 16th, right? That would be simple. But you have to remember that every other month is only 29, it's not 30. Okay, so Rashi makes the cheshbon for us. So why don't we take a look at the Rashi? Rashi is about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. It's a simple Rashi, but with the Halton Kop. Shisha Asaf Nia Pesel Ma'abrin. See, in the middle of the line, 8 lines from the bottom, 9 lines from the bottom. In Tkufa Shalafnei Pesach, if the Tkufa, which is going to end...
Chaim.
Nein, that's for dir. That's
for
dir. Halt es.
Nein, es gibt ein
Tischgeld. Okay, so dann gibt es. Nitz ist für ein Amt, wenn ihr jetzt sagt, wenn ihr jetzt am Mischatz ist. Okay?
Der Schatner Rav. Schatten der Rebbe sagt das. Gesehen, der ist der Silberne Gleifer.
Aber warte.
Hast du trinken noch? Es ist hier gemeint, war Koiz. Schkoyach für ihr Teches.
Thank you.
We do not take it for granted that you do it.
Of course not.
And therefore, we very much appreciate it. Everybody.
Okay.
Was ist noch schon aufgegessen alles?
Kann
uns doch. Borges, selbst? Sag es nicht. Gut. Very good. He said they were all consumed already, you see?
Really?
Can you imagine? Wow. Somebody may have taken two. Who wants them? Okay, so getting back to the Rashi. Shisha also lefnei ha-pesach ma'abim. Im tkufa shal lefnei ha-pesach. Tahayin tkufa's teves. Tkufa's teves means the winter season. It is now about to end in Pesach time, which is Chodesh Nisan, and the beginning of Tkufas Nisan, which we would call the spring. In Tkufas Nisan, Pesach, Dehayin Tkufas Teves, Chaseir Shisha Asar Miyamei Nisan, that 16 days of Nisan have been chopped away by the Tkufas Teves, and so therefore we're only going to start the Tkufas Nisan on day number 17. Utkufa Neifeles B'Shiva Asar, that's Tkufas Nisan, it's going to fall out on the 17th day of Nisan. Then you have to mab. You have to add an additional one. Why? Because if you're going to start counting from the 17th day of Nisan, how many days? 91 days Kufas Nisan, which is the spring. And then the Tzadik Aleph Yoim Lishol Tammuz, that's the summer. By the way, sometimes it's called the solstice and sometimes it's called the equinox. But the good news is we don't have to go into that. So it's 182 days. Harry and Kolim, you know when they're going to finish. Chof Aleph B'Tishrei. So you're going to start on the 16th or 17th day of Nisan. Add 182 days, and you're going to end up on the 21st day of Tishrei. Utkuf and Efeles B'Chof Beis. And the Kuf is then going to start on the 22nd day, which is already Yontif, which is no good. That means that we're not going to have even Abitzala from Cholamoy in the Tkufa Sasha. How did you come up with 182? We'll see in a moment. Even if you have Tkufa Maschel, still they can make this Chag with Tkufa Chadosha. Because he's saying that the new Tkufa starts in Chav Beis, which is Yontif. Too late. Sheketzer. See, you're going to tell me now. Come on, let's see the numbers. Yeah, let's see the books. Toil Yudalad Nisan, Shuhu Mali. Nisan is always a Chodesh Mali, it's 30 days. So now, since we said that the old Tkufa, the Tkufas Teves, had chopped away 16 days from Nisan. So how much is left now in Nisan? 14 more days. And then you have Iyar V'Sivan is Nuntes. I mean, one month is 30, 1 month is 29. Tammuz and Av, again Nuntes. 1 month is 29, the other month is 30. Hare Kuf Lamed Beis. So if we added together the 59 and the 59, that would get us to 118, right? It was 2 times 60, be 120. Yes, 2 times 59, 118. But we have the 14 days of Nisan. So the 14 together with the 118 is 132. Everybody agrees. The Elul is Choftes, Shu Chaser. Elul is always only Chaser. If Elul would be 30 days, we'd have 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because as we know, Rosh Hashanah is the first day and the second day of Tishrei. Elul ends on 29. Elul would add in 30. Then it would be like every month, you'd have to have 3 days. Okay, anyway. So the El is Choser. So now if we take 132 and we add to that 29, so that gets us Harikov Samachalif. That's 161. And now let's continue into Tishrei. B'chalif Aleph to Tishrei. In 21 days into Tishrei. So 21 with 161. Gets us to 182. Harikov Pei Beis Yemei Shteit Kufart. That's the 2 times 91. Mishnah Tishrei. That's now ending on Chof Aleph. Remember we started 16. Of course we said add 14 of Nisan, that was 16, which was the end of the old Tkufa. So the new Tkufa started on 17th day of Nisan. And here too, the final day of the previous Tkufa's Teves ended up on Chof Aleph. So now the new starts on Tishrei Nefelu Chof Beis. Oy, oy, oy. If the new Tkufa starts on Chof Beis, then we have to be Ma'aber, because I don't even have 1 minute of the Chag Osef in the new Tkufa. Tkufa Tishrei would fall out of Chof Aleph, meaning that if you would go in Nisan, if it wasn't 16 days, it was 15 days, and then you do your 182 days, and then the new Tkufa of Tishrei falls out of Chof Aleph, that's good, because this is Rabbi Yossi speaking. Rabbi Yossi said before that Yom Tkufa Maschel. So then you don't have any issue of at least Abisala 1 day in the new Tkufa. Right, so that's
those months are always short. So we have Ir and Sivan are always paired to be 29 and 30.
All of these are always correct. I don't know that there's ever a change. The only months that usually there's this problem is Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan, you know that yourself.
Right.
That Kislev sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. Obviously, this year it's 30 days. Not necessarily. Sometimes you have one day Rish Chodesh in Hanukkah, and sometimes you have 2 days. So that's always a variable, and I believe Cheshvan is also a variable, whether it's 29 or 30. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So what did Gemara say before contributing? See, this is Rabbi Yossi that holds you only need Abisla. That's why, although he starts with Mechadra, Shisha Asa. Oh, Shisha Asa, that reminds me of Rabbi Yehuda. No. Shisha Asa Le'apaisa. That means in Nissan. Gizuntai. Do I really care about Nissan? Of course I care about Nissan.
Yeah, sure.
For these Cheshbonos, we don't care about Nissan. We just care about the fact that add now 6 months, 182 days, which gets us now to Chav Beis, or Chav Aleph, or Chav Beis in Tishrei. And therefore, if you can have, even if you hold Yom Tkufa Maschus, which is going to be the next day on Chav Beis, we're going to be of Tzuris, because at Shmini Atzeres, it's already after Yatav. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Mechash and Shisha Ofen Pesach, if it's Taka, Tkufas Tevet has grabbed away from Tkufas Nisan, not Tkufas Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, 16 days, Ma'amrin, you have to make an Ibi, or you have to go and add a new Chodesh Torah. However, if it's Shisha Asal Ve'achag, hey Ma'amrin, if we're talking about 16 days before Yom Tov, then you don't have to do Ma'amrin. This Gemara on the surface is very difficult, because we just said that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Cheshvan of Shisha Asal Ve'apesach Ma'amrin means that that's stuck in Nisan, but fast forward 6 months. Now, if the 21st day of Nisan, not Nisan, of Tishrei, if that's when the old Tkufa ends, and the new Tkufa is going to be in Anchav Beis, then Ma'abrim, because you don't even have 1 minute from Chol HaMoed in the Tkufa, Tishrei, in the new Tkufa. Why is he saying Shisha Osof Ne'achag? It's not a Shisha Osof Ne'achag. He should be talking about Chof Aleph, Chof, or Chof Aleph Ne'achag, not talking about Shisha Osof. Right? That's so Rashi already asks this kasha, and Rashi says, I think the Gemara is going to say it as well on the bottom of the Yomit, since we want to use it in terms of the literary poetry, since Rabbi Yossi started with Machad, if it's Shishol V'nei HaPesach, then you have to be Ma'aber, because of the ramifications when it comes to Tishrei. If it's 16 days before the Chag, meaning 16th day of Tishrei, then you don't have to be Ma'aber. But the truth of the matter is, not only the 16th day you don't have to be Ma'aber, even if the 17th, and even if the 18th, and even the 19th, even the 20th, you don't have to be Ma'aber. Because as long as it falls out L'mushal on the 20th, that means that the Kufas Tamas chopped away from Tishrei 16 days, not 16 days. Even if it chops away 20 days, no problem. Why? Because the new Tkufa is going to start on Yom Chafalit, which is the final day of Chol HaMoed. And this is Rabbi Yossi L'Shitase that holds the Yom Tkufa Maskos, and you're fine. See, you wouldn't have to go and say, Shishos of Nechag Imabim, even if 17, even if 18, even if 19, even if 20 Imabim. He only says 16, since in the beginning he said 6 days before Pesach, he says 6 days before Chag. Okay, I see all of you looking at me as you don't believe me, so let's look at the last four lines of the Gemara on the bottom, of the on the Rashi in the bottom, in fact, three lines of the Gemara on the bottom. You see, Ulekam and Parach, three lines in the Rashi, Ulekam and Parach, in the middle of the line. Ulekam and Parach, Hamayim Meshitza, Afil Chasei Reshivza, V'tamneza, V'yotaz V'yazrim Gomar, Nami Rabbi Yoyse Ein Ma'abim. So she should also near Pesach. Who the Arabin? Hayne mishum the motzis tkufas Tishrei bechol days. That's why you have to be Arabin, because the new tkufas Tishrei starts on 22. But if the new tkufas Tishrei starts on 21, you'd be fine. So why is he talking about 16? Even 17, 18, 19, 20? Ain't no chanan. What is going to say? Since we use the expression 16 before Pesach, he says 16 before Chag.
Don't we have a problem also with Pesach falling out in tkufas Teves? That the Pesach, I mean, Shemur Eschodesh Ha'aviv.
Yes. We're going to talk about that mission, okay. Yom and Pesach. Continue on to the Gemara Vayter. So we have finished there, Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Shimon Omer.
Rabbi Shimon Omer. Af Shisha Osof Ne'achag Ma'abin. Even if it's only 16 days before the Chag, in other words, Thomas is taken away 16 days, you have in Ma'abin. Why? Because the next day is going to be 17. You're not going to have, so Rabbi Shimon holds that you need the entire Chol HaMoed, and if you're only going to start on day 17, you're going to miss out the first day Chol HaMoed. You have to be Ma'abir.
That's
Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Now, what Brother Shai is asking, didn't we have this Shita already? Yes, if you go back to the beginning of the Braisa, we saw the Oitanya. about 10 lines from the top of the oven. Hey, ma'abra, so we can hoist the tkuf chaseira, rubi shechay, v'kam rinu chaydesh, shisha asr yahai. Rabbi Shimon also said, av shisha asr lefnei achad. That's your kasha, and that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's going to ask in another few lines, Rabbi Shimon, haynu tana kam, we'll get to it. Next. Acherim oimim, mi utoi. Even if only a miut of the month has been taken away by the previous tkufa, in other words, not 16 and not 21, even if only 14 days, same thing applies, you have to be ma'aber. Where does he take that from?
He's cautious for a miut.
Okay, so we'll see. Very good. We'll see Mitch, on the basis, Mar is going to give two answers to this question.
We had Shnei Amigra'acha Darshu before.
That was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Correct.
He has a different source, apparently.
Absolutely. Anyway, bottom line says the Gemara is Kasha. That's going back on the two Kashas that we asked on Shmuel, that we saw Rabbi Yehuda in the first price. It says Yom Tkufa Goymer. And according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tkufa is Maschil. That was Kasha number one. And Kasha number two, that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, hold 16 is the Iker, the 16, because you have to have the entire Chol HaMoed. He had the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Brayse says, Boitanya, right after the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh, that's 20 days. So therefore you have to make sure that the Tkuf is on day 21. If it's on day 21, then you still have an extra day. You could start the Chol HaMoed, and therefore you have the Chag Be'inam, the Tkuf HaKadosh. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, it's not a cheshbon of 2021, 22. It's a cheshbon of the 1617. So that was the two kashas. The Gemara kasha. The Gemara does not give an answer. But now that we've gone through, we're actually going to go. Gemara is going to go through each one of the sheetahs once again in this price. But most of this we've learned already. So it's just a question of going again. Omamar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shtei Yodis B'Chodesh Esrim Yad 20 Yad. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Mechashbon Shisha Oser Yoyim Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin. Now, what does that mean? So remember, we went through that fascinating Rashi with 182 days, and we said it means that according to Rabbi Yossi, that if it's 16 days into Nisan, it would be 21 days into Tishrei. Oh, if it's 21 days into Tishrei, that means that the brand new Tkufa is going to start on Chav Beis. Chav Beis is already Shmini Atzeres, therefore Ma'avim, you have to Ma'avim. So Feiti Mora, isn't that same thing? Rabbi Yehuda is also saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Shtei yodos b'chodesh is esrim yoyim 20 days," and therefore, why do you have to be ma'aber? Because the next day is going to be 21, and what's the problem? 21, I have the last day of Chol HaMoed. But Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa holds yom tkufa goymer. Since it's yom tkufa goymer, that 21st day is not counted. When are we going to start counting the new tkufa on 22? 22 is Shmini Atzeres. Simar says, isn't Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Yossi, aren't they saying the same thing? Says Yimura, no, Yom Tkufa Goymer, Yom Tkufa Maschil, Ikabinayu. There's a major difference whether you hold Goymer or Maschil. Now this is not just verbiage, this is in terms of the days. Meaning that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the old Tkufa, meaning Tkufa is Tamas, hopped away 20 days, and the new Tkufa therefore is starting on Yom Chof Aleph, so I'm sorry, I have a part of Chol HaMoed, it should be wonderful. And in fact, according to Rabbi Yossi, it is not so wonderful. If I had only a problem of 20 days being taken away by Tamas, and the day number 21 is Yom Tkufa, great! I have one day into Chol HaMoed. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ma'abrin, if Shtei Yodis, Esrim Yoyim, you have to Ma'abrin. Why do you have to Ma'abrin? Because Chof Aleph is the new Tkufa, but it's deemed to be Yom Tkufa Goymer. So when do I start counting the new Tkufa? Only day 22. So then I'm stuck. That's why I have to go a day earlier. So therefore, if Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh Esrim Yoyim, you have to be Ma'aber. Rabbi Yossi said, no. If Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh Esrim Yoyim, that would be perfect. Because that means that the old Tkufa ends after 20 days. Yoyim Tkufa Maschil on day 21, we start brand new.
Shalom
HaYisrael. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that. Rabbi Yossi says that if it's 21 days is the problem. Not 20 days, 21 days. That's because the cheshbon of 16 days into Pesach, Rashi says it ends up on 21 days into Tishrei. It's 21 days into Tishrei, and you're going to start the brand new tkufa on day 22. That doesn't work. So Rabbi Yossi said, if I would have Rabbi Yehuda's facts that it was only 20 days, then I wouldn't have a problem. Because 20 days ends the old tkufa, 21 days is the new tkufa, and I have one day into Chol HaMoed. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi said, in that case, I would not be ma'aver, because Yom Tkufa Maschil. According to Yehuda, no, I'm sorry, Tkuf is Goimer. So therefore, if it falls out, the new Tkuf on 21, no good. I have to, I have to add an additional month. So bottom line is, there's a major machloikas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and these are not just technicalities, it's a difference of one full day. Where according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're just missing 20 days, no good, you have to ma'aber. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you're missing 20 days, it's not a problem. Because you're in Tkuf of Maschel on 21. So I have my partial kiyum of the chag ozeh b'tkufa sasha. Omamah, shish osel v'nei achag ein ma'abra. El Rabbi Yossi, shish osel v'nei achag hudloi ha. Hudloi, ha shivse v'tamneise ma'abra, v'om shish osel v'nei apesach in botzeloi. So this is the kasha that we asked before. You remember we looked at the Rashi down below. The Lechoy, this doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yossi starts off 16 days before Pesach. Why did he talk 16 days before Pesach? Because with that cheshbon of 182 days, it ends up on Chof Aleph in Tishrei. If Chof Aleph in Tishrei ends the old Kufa, then the new Kufa is going to begin on Chof Beis. If it's going to start on Chof Beis, that's already on it. It's already too late. No good. You have to be ma'ab in the Chodesh. So that was based on 16 days in Pesach, in other words, in Nisan time. So that added up to Chof Aleph in Tishrei time. It is a chmashma. Then what would happen if, for instance, if the in Pesach had only eaten away 15 days and not 16 days. So then we would land up in Tishrei on Yom Chof. Yom Chof was the final day of the Tkufa. Then Yom Chof Aleph is the new Yom Tkufa. Yom Tkufa Maschel, according to Rabbi Yossi. So that would be great, because then I'd have the Kiyum of part of the Chag Ha'asif in the new Tkufa. That's day number 21. So why does he say that if I have 16 days, I have to be Ma'aber? Even if you had 17 and 18 and 19, you don't have to ma'abri yet, because you still have enough time. Right tomorrow. Oma ma, shishof v'nechag eimab, and the beauty, shishof v'nechag hudloi. Hashim said, if it would be on day 17, then I would be ma'abri. And tamneis or 18, or 19, or 20, I would be ma'abri. From shisha oslof v'nechag in, that's a cheshvin of 21 days into Chodesh Tishrei. But siloi, but anything less than that, you do not have to be ma'abri. So tomorrow, idi v'idi loy, and what's the loy? So do loy, idi v'idi ein ma'aber. The truth of the matter is what you're saying is absolutely correct, that if you only had 16 days eaten up into Tishrei, or 17, or 18, or 19, or 20, I would not be ma'aber. Why? Because even if it was the old tkufa ended on day 20, no problem. The new tkufa is maschel on day 21, that's the final day of Chol HaMoed. Very good. Shalom al Yisrael. However, v'aydi the tonen reishis shishos al neyach pesach. Tonami shishos al neyach chag. To be consistent in language, he said, 16, 16. Really, the second 16 is lav davka. The same thing would be 17 and 18 and 19 and 20, as we said. Good. Rav Shimon Oyman, av shishos al neyach chag ma'afet. Oh, feiti mahein the tanakam. Remember, we asked this when looking at the brisa. The first time in this brisa began, now Reb Shimon says, oh, 1 second. Reb Shimon, did you hear what the Tanakhama said? Why are you screaming? It's exactly the Tanakhama. Every Gemara, Yom Tkufa Maschel, Yom Tkufa Goimer, V'loy Misayimi. Oh, there is a difference between the two. Even though they both use the term 16, the question is, do they mean the old 16, or do they mean that the tkuf is falling out on 16? What do you mean? Let's take a look at the top Rashi over here. Ikka benayu. So Rashi, it'll be Huda, yoim tkufa goimer, vafil lechosra ele esrim. Why is it? That's Ikka benayu, what's going before. That's the previous. Go next Rashi. Veloy mesaimi. Veloy mesaimi is the second of the wide lines. Veloy mesaimi means that the narrow lines, thank you. Le Mesayim, the second of the narrow lines. That one holds, in other words, we have Tanakama and Reb Shimon, both say 16. However, one holds Yom Tkufa Maschel, one holds Yom Tkufa Goimer, Le Mesayim, and the Braisa does not give us a clue who holds what. That's for Le Mesayim. So, Rashi. Le Mesayim, Ein Simon, Eze Mehen Ka'omar, Shisha Oser Chaseira, Ubi Zayin Tipol Mi Abrin. One of the two mandiyamim hold that if the 16 days missing, in other words, Tkufas Tamas extended 16 days into Tishrei, so that now ends the Tkufas Tamas. Ubi Yitzayin, and now when Yitzayin Tipol starts the brand new Tkufa, in that case, Ma'abrin. Why Ma'abrin? because this man the Yama holds that you have to have the entire Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. The entire Chol HaMoed starts on Tazayin, on the 16th day. Here the new Tkufa is falling on the 17th day. You have to Ma'abri, you have to add a month. What would happen if, in fact, the new tkufa fell on 16? You don't have to. Do you have tkufa masch? Then you have the entire chol hamoed in the tkufas hachadosha, the tkufa chadosha. V'chad minay ka'amar, afil enofle b'tezayin me'aber. Even if the new tkufa fell on the 16th day, you'd still have to be ma'aber. Why? 16th day, the first day of chol hamoed. Oh, the tkufa goymer, v'lekakul echag. So Rashi, Avagav, the Chabayu, Amri Kachoda, both of them use the same term, Shisha Asar. So I don't know whether Shisha Asar means that we took away 16 days and gave it to Thomas, or whether we're saying that the new Tkufa fell out on the 16th day. Of course, that's a difference of one day. If you're saying that the old Thomas took away 16 days, it means the new Tkufa starts on day 17. But if it would start on 16, you'd be okay. The second man, the Yom, is saying, no. We're talking about that the old Thomas took away 16 days, and therefore the new Tkufa is starting at 17. That's the first Mandiyam. The second Mandiyam is saying that even if the Tkufa were to end on the 15th day, and the new Tkufa starts on day 16, it would still not be good. You'd still have to be Ma'aber. Why would you still have to be Ma'aber? Because Yom Tkufa is Goymer. So therefore I cannot include day 16. I can only start from 17 and further. So they don't have the entire Chol HaMoed in the no Tkufa Chadasha. So Avagav the Trovayu Amri Kachodesh Shisha Asar, even though both use the same term 16, Chad Koyach Son, one is talking about we're missing 16 days and the Tkufa is starting on day 17. Chad Koyach Anafila, that the new Tkufa falls on day number 16. I mean, but I don't know which one is which, whether the Tanakhama says the first and the Reb Shimon says the second, of which one holds Koyim and one holds Masa, there's Masa and Koyim. But the Masa, one holds one holds the other, and Sholem Yisrael. And now we go to Achirim Oimim Mi'utai, the Kam Mi'utai, Arba Asiya. So Frank Tamara, let me understand what that means. Now, we're assuming at this point that the 14 days means 14 days into Tishrei. Even if 14 days are missing, you have to be Ma'aber. So Frank Tamara, I don't understand. My Kasabi. Even if he holds Yom Tkufa ends, so we're starting off with 14 days was still taken away by Tammuz, right, by the summer month, by the summer Tkufa. And now the Yom Tkufa is going to start on day number 15. And let's assume Yom Tkufa is Goymer. That we don't include 15. No problem. The Kuli Chag Be'inan Ho'ika, I have it. So why are you saying
HaMoed is falling out in the
order? Entire Chol HaMoed from beginning, from the first second until the final second, is all in the new Tkufa. So why would Achim say you have to go and be Ma'aber? You don't have to be Ma'aber. You only had 14 days in the old Tkufa, fine. And now the new Tkufa starts on day 15. No, you're in Tkufa Goyim. We don't count that. Okay, don't count it. But what do we start counting? From day 16 and on. So I have right. The entire Chol HaMoed from 16 through 21 in the new Tkufa. So what's the problem? Oh, we're not talking about Tkufas Tishrei. We're talking about Tkufas Nisan. This is what you asked before, and I told you the Gemara is going to address it on the Amid Beis. That we have now Pesach has to be Chodesh Aviv. And what does that mean? Shmoir Aviv Shel Tkufa Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, we're familiar with the term Chodesh. Chodesh means month. Why is a month called Chodesh? Because the Levona is Mischadesh every single month. It has a Chidush. Until now it was a small little thing at the end of the previous month, and now it begins to blossom and to sprout and bigger and bigger and bigger. So each day is a Chidush. But you know how long that Chidush lasts? Only for the first 14 days. After you hit day 15, then it stays. And then it starts going downhill again, right? Each month, that's the reason why Kiddush Levana is so important for Yidden, because it gives us hope that no matter how we see the days look like they're darker and darker and they get smaller and smaller, but you say, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It starts with Chodesh, and the next day, oh, Baruch Hashem, it begins to shine once again. So that gives us chizuk throughout the generations. That's why it's important in Kiddush Levana. Anyway,
Getting back to our Gemara now. So it says, Shomer is Chodesh Av. Shomer Aviv Shel Tekufa, Shei B'Chodesh Nisan. Now we say B'Chodesh Nisan, says Rashi, means the Chidushai Shel Chodesh Nisan. What means the Chidushai? That means the first 14 days. So Pesach has the start of Pesach, and Aviv are deemed to be synonymous here in our Drasha. Pesach has to start within, well, Pesach never starts more than the 15th day, yeah, sure. So. You're 100% right. But in terms of the Tekufa, it's got to start, the new Tekufa, and Nisan has to be in the first 14 days of Nisan. Why is that? Because the Pesach says, not Shomer is Av, Shomer is Chodesh Av. Chodesh means Bechidushai. Now how do I know all of this? Look at the next Rashi. Shomer is Chodesh Av. It's a little bit parallel to our Gemara. Shomer es chodesh aviv, quoted down the Amud, yeah. Shomer aviv shel tekuf shehei b'chodesh nisan. Shomer, that tekuf, take out the word chodesh. Shomer tekufas nisan, shel chama shehei b'toy chidush shel levana. The new tekufa has to begin in the chidush. And the chidush are the first 14 days. Because after that, it starts going downhill. Skip a few lines. Look, the Amud Achmona, you see in the middle of that Rashi. Amud Achmona, shomer shehei nisan shel take out chodesh. Shehei Nisan Shel Chaman, the Tekufas Nisan, Nimshach Letoichi Mechidush Shalavana. It's got to start during the Mechidush. When is that? The Chsiv Chodesh. V'ein Loshen Chidush Neufel El Alavana Hamischadeshes. Oh, so therefore, when is that period? Bashmina Shehei Nisan Shel Chama, Tekufas Nisan, Nimshach Letoichi Mechidush Shalavana. It's got to be at least Abisala B'miktas in the Chidush, the Kamheni Mechidusha. Yudalid Yom, because my kind of Eilach, it's Yishana. When is it a new month, a new moon, and a new month? The first 14 days after that, so Nishan, out to Schreider.
That doesn't work in our calendar, because March 21st, when that Tekufa happens, often happens way before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's
the good news is Ravina has a second tent. Okay. And maybe that's the reason why the march is with Ravina. But anyway, beginning back to Agma. So Dr. Yimara Nachamul. So that's why the 14 days, he's talking about Nisan, he's not talking about Tishrei. And this is a new din that we're saying, that we want that the Tekufas Nisan should begin within the first 14 days, and if the old 14 days are still from the Tekufas Teves, no good, because the new Tekufa has to start B'Chodesh in the Chidush Shel Levana. Frank Dimar, V'levri La'adar, if your whole problem is one day, in other words, you're saying that if the old Tekufa last through the first 14 days, no good. Make sure that Tekufas Nisan starts at least on day 14, the Chidush Shel Levana. So what happens, Taka, if you see according to the calendar, the new Tekufa is going to begin on the 15th day of Nisan, in other words, on the first day of Pesach. Oh, no good, you have to Ma'aber, because it's not falling in the 14 days. I have a good idea. Instead of being Ma'aber a brand new year and brand new month, just Ma'aber one day. Make other, instead of 29 days, make it 30 days. Great. And then you'll just move over everything one day. And guess what? Now you're going to have the Tekufas Nisan falling within the first 14 days of Nisan.
This is Kiddush, not Aliyah Riyah. They're going to argue with
folks. No, it's Kiddush Aliyah Riyah, but they always manipulate. Remember Shoshana, they manipulated it.
Well, yeah, the Rosh, so you should be able to work out. You shouldn't have 2 days in Kippur, right? Shabbos and Kippur, one next to the other. On Friday, or on Sunday, that's why Adura. Okay, anyway. So look to Yomara. Omer Vachber Yankiv Tana Milmalu Lamate Kachashiv. That the Tana is not starting off one going up to 14; he's starting off with 20 going down to 14. Vachik Omer Ad Mi Utoy Mi Abram Bekama Mi Utoy Arba Osher Yayin. In other words, start off with day 20, day 19, day 18. All of those days you're going to have to go and be Ma'aber, because you're not getting that the new
Tekufa.
The new Tekufa is starting within the first 14 days. You wait until you get Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, not including 14 days. Meaning, because if the new Tekufa were, for instance, to start on the 15th day, guess what? You do not have to Ma'abra the year by adding another month. You only have to Ma'abra Chodesh Iyar, Adar, by adding one more day. So how do you go and add one more day? Instead of 29 days or 30 days. So then you don't have to worry about it. When will be the Abba Asa Yom? That's going to be if, even after the add the one day, we're still going to have that the new Tekufa is going to start on day 15. Oh, just like Nish. Then you have to add the additional month so that it won't fall in from 15 and on, but it'll fall earlier than that. In fact, it'll be a whole month before the 14th, because you can add an extra month in addition. So that was the Teretz
explaining what the 14 days vis-a-vis Nissan. However, the 14th is not talking about Nissan, it's talking about Tishrei. The Kosavri Achidim Kule Chag Be'inon. Ooh. Until now, on the Amud Aleph, we start off Chag Osat, Kuf Zashana, is a machlokes whether you need the entire Chol HaMoed, or even one day of Chol HaMoed. Achidim hold you have to have the entire Yontif B'Tkuf HaSashana.
The first version of Shmuel of Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole thing has to be in...
He only holds Chol HaMoed, but not the first day of Yontif.
Oh, even Yontif itself, okay.
Right, we're talking even Yontif itself, wow, okay, has to be. You know, what's the reason why?
Because Chag is not referring to Chol HaMoed, it's referring to Chag and Yontif.
But okay, the question is, but you can't go and be Ma'asif, the Tvua, and the Yerokas on the first day.
Right.
So Gemara asks that kasha because Rabbi Achim Kuli Chag Beinan V'Yontif Rishon Yontif Rishon first day of Yontif. Frank Gemara Yontif Rishon Chag Ozer Ksiv. And for the Gemara means Chag Habo Bizman Asif. We're talking to the Yontif that comes out during the gathering season. When is that? That's the whole Yontif of Sukkot happens in the Zman of the Asif. When on the Yontif of Sukkot can you be Ma'asif? Only during Chol HaMoed. But that doesn't take away the title of the Yontif that comes out. So it's not just the label, it's also how you define the words Chag Asif. Until now we assumed it means those days of the Chag that you can be Ma'asif. That's the definition of Chag Asif. So you go, no. Chag Asif means the Chag that falls out during the time that people are gathering. Goyim and Yidin and Muslims and Christians and Jews, anybody working in the fields, farmers. That's this man. September time is when everybody knows you have to collect and gather everything together. What Chag happens during that gathering collection time? Oh, Chag Asif, that is this man of Yontif, but Yontif.
First day Sukkot, and you already have to mop.
Oh, so that's now the issue. Says now Achidim, if 14 days are in the old Tkufa, which means now the new Tkufa is going to start on day 15. And if you hold Yom Tekufa Goimer, then you cannot collect
them.
You're missing out on 15. So that's why you'd have to be Ma'aber to allow for that the entire Yom Tev. So therefore, if it's only 13 days L'mashal in the old Tekufa Stamuz, so then day 14 will be the new Tekufa. I'm not going to count that day because Yom Tekufa Goimer. But day 15, I'll start the new Tekufa. Then I'm fine. Because I have the entire Yom Tov from 15 through Shmini Atzeres.
You can't make an extra day Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, mm-hmm, but you can add and make one of those earlier months. You can push them off an extra day, just like you said. By Nisan, you move over one day.
The question you're asking is an excellent question, and Rashi discusses that back on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. But it's a long Rashi for about 20 lines. So I give you that for homework. Where is that Rashi? You see, there's a Rashi that begins Chag Osif on the sixth line. Where does that Rashi end? It ends on the fourth line of the wide line, down below.
The wide line.
Exactly. So now if you go smack down about halfway, there's a dot in the middle of my line.
You can't do that because you're going to have 3 days Rosh Hashanah. So jump back. Make Ma'aber Tammuz, Ma'aber Av. Av is usually a one-day Yontif, so make it 2 days.
I am sure. That's all Rashi goes through over there. The good news, Rabbi Isa, is now we are done with the Kufa. We can now breathe a sigh of relief, and now the next Gemara is very, very simple.
Smooth sailing.
Zotimar. We said in our Mishnah, Smicha Zekenim. Remember, Smicha Zekenim is the Korban Par Helim Dovashil Tzibur, where the entirety of Klai Yisrael, the Roiv of Klai Yisrael, and then Brother Shai will say, well, it could be a Roiv Shvatim of Klai Yisrael, they sinned based on a faulty psak of the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So now, they sinned on a Dover Shiyesh by Kores, where if you do a Bishogeg, you have to bring a Karm Chattas. So normally, everybody in Klai Yisrael would have to bring a Kizbo Seira for doing this Chet. Says the Torah, if they all erred, all because of the faulty psak of the Bezen HaGadol has to go and bring on behalf of the entire Klai Yisrael one carbon, and that's called a par helim dovish v'tzibur, a big par. And our Mishnah said, just like every other carbon, you have to have smicha, the baal have to do smicha on the head of the animal. Here too, you have to do smicha. Who does that smicha? In our Mishnah, we said it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's 3 zakenim or 5 zakenim. But kuli alma moida, that it's not just any zakenim, just find some old individual walking down the street. It's got to be 3 of or 5 of the mumchim, meaning of the Bezen HaGadol, means of the Sanhedrin. How do we know 3? How do we know 5? How do we know Zekenim of the Sanhedrin? Tanur Rabban Shein, the Brisa says. The samchu. Now it says in the pasuk, the samchu zikne ha'eda es yedeim al roish hapar. The samchu zikne. Dashimar. The samchu zikne yachol zikne ashuk. I would think, any, you know, just go find an old person in the street. Tamaloimer eda. It's got to be from the eda. He eda yachol ktani eda. I would think ktani means from the Sanhedrin hakoton. Remember we said in our Mishnah that you had, besides the big 70 or 71 in the Lishka Sagozis, every major city had to have at least major city, Machlokes, where they had 130 people, right, or 120 or 230. We're going to see that from the end of the parak. Anyway, you have a city, you have to have a Bezdin Katan, or a Sanhedrin Katana, of 23. So, Ied Yochel Katani Eda, Tamaloyma, Hu Eda, Zikne Hu Eda, Yuchonim Sheba Eda, which means from the Sanhedrin HaGadol, from the 70 or 71 Sanhedrin. V'kamehain, and how many do you need to do this, Micha? It says in the book, V'samchu Ishnayim. Ziknei Ishnayim. These are both plural forms. 2 plus 2 is 4. V'imdezishokum, v'zilloyed echad harikan, chamisha d'Rabbi Yehuda. That's how you get 5 altogether in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ziknei Ishnayim. He does not count V'samchu, he only counts Ziknei.
Ziknei.
We'll see why. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ziknei Ishnayim, Vein Bezen Shokel is one more. You have 3. So now we know the Machlokes is 3 and 5. The key to the Machlokes is, do you darshan V'samchu, or don't you darshan V'samchu? If you have Shimon Oimer, V'samchu. Said V'samchu, you have to add 2 more. I need that for the pasuk itself to explain what do they do. So v'samchu, they have to go and be soimech or masmich their hands on. So I need the v'samchu. So that you cannot dash. Anytime you have something gufe, you might have the discussion earlier on. Remember whether you doidish tchilos or not. So this samchu is a tchila. It's a gufe. You can't dash. Okay. From Yehuda the gufe loitzarich. So Yehuda, I don't need the gufe. Why not? Tim Kane, Tlay Osi Visamchu Lidrasha. If you're gonna tell me that Samchu is not put there for Drasha, it's Lagufe, I don't really need it. Because Lichtev Zikne Hu Eda Yedeyam Arosha Par. Even though of course it sounds better in terms of understanding the Pasik Visamchu, but even without that I would have understood. What means Zikne Eda Yedeyam Arosha Par? Zikne Eda Yedeyam, they look at the Rosha Par. It means that you put them on the Rosha Par. Say, I don't need Visamchu. Says, I don't need the Samchu, says the Gemara, I'm able to darshan it according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if Samchu is 2, Zikne is 2, and in Bez and Shokel, I have 5. Right, for Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Iksiv Hachi, if it would only say Zikne or Eidi Yedem or Rosh Apar, have a minim my Al, Besamach. As we know in other places in the Torah, it says Al, it doesn't mean on it, it means next to it. So therefore, I could have thought, if it would leave out the word Vesamchu, if it just says Ziknu Eidi Yedeim HaRosh HaPar, that means you have to put the Yedeim next to the Rosh HaPar. Not necessarily on top of it, but next to it. So therefore I need the Vesamchu. Since I need it Legufe, I cannot darshan Vesamchu. Rabbi Yehuda, he has a good point. I need the Vesamchu to tell you, Taka, put it mamish on top of the head and not next to it. But Yehuda says, no, I don't need that. Because Gamer Rosh Rosh Mei Oila, I have a Gzeir Shova Rosh Rosh. What's the Rosh Rosh? So if you have there the Torah Ora Shalem, here on the right hand side, you see now in Pasuk 4, the Samach Yodei Al Roshu Oila. Oh, Smicha Al Roshu Oila. Now go back to Pasuk 3 or Gimel. The Samchu Zikne Eidas Yedem Al Rosh Apar. See, here it says Rosh, and here it says Rosh. Just like the Rosh in number 4 is the Samach, is Metas Micha. Says Rabbi Yehuda in number 3, even without the word v'samchu, if it would say zikni or edus yedem al roish apart, I would have known roish roish, just like the other roish is mitah samach, this roish is also mitah samchu. So I don't need the word v'samchu. So I don't need it. I do darshan, and after all, v'samchu is 2, zikni is 2. What about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, they go my roish roish. He doesn't have the Kabbalah of learning that type of zeir shava, so I need v'samchu. Since I need legufe, I can only darshan zikni, and it's only 3. Instead of 5. That ends Zishtikl. Now we start a new Shtikl. Tana, we have a Braisa. The Braisa seems to be repetitive. Smicha. U smicha zekeinim begimel. Frank Timura, aren't you repeating yourself? My smicha zekeinim. Aren't they the same? No, Abrav Yechanan. Mismach sabi. The word smicha, the smicha zekeinim is like you said, that you put your hands on top. The first smicha is referring to smichas chachamim, similar to what we call today, you go to yeshiva to go and get smicha. Zokti mar amalei bailer of Yosef. So in other words, we're saying that every single time you want to get smicha, you can't just have one rabbi being masmachil, you have to have 3 rabbis that give you the smicha. Amalei bailer of Yosef. Mismach Sabi Bishloishim Inolim. What's the mocker that you need three? Ilay Mirchsev, it says by Moshe. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, put your hand on Yeshua and go and give him now all of the authority and all this smicha that he should lead Klal Yisrael after you pass away. And the Pasuk is Vayismach Yisyodov Olov. Ah, so over there, the Gemara says, maybe that's the makar that you need three. If that's the whole makar for smicha to be masmech achochom, then you, Moshe Rabbeinu was only one person.
Yeah,
Moshe Rabbeinu was one person. Moshe b'makim shim v'chad koi, yichach li boi shim v'chad. So every single time she needs 71. Tomorrow kasha, I taka don't know what the makar is that you need three for smicha. According to this brisa. This is a brisa. Our Mishnah only talked about the smicha of putting the hands on the part of the Shul Tzibur. And that is a machal between three and five. Yes. But in terms of giving smicha to someone and saying, okay, you have smicha, yori, yori, yodin, yodin, etc. Here the brisa is the one that says that you need gimel. Obviously it's not talking about the smicha on the head because we have both smicha and smicha zakenim. I'm not sure which one is which. Is the smicha of our Mishnah, and smicha zakenim means to make him into a zakin, another zeshikon chachma. Like the more called the smicha sabi. Or maybe it's Fakir. That smicha is referring to giving the smicha to the new rabbi. Smicha zakenim means putting the zikniya eidah. But it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is that one is referring to the same as our Mishnah. We have the three and five machlekes, like Brother Shai just reminded us. But the other one is talking about regular smicha. There you only have to have three, because there's no machlekes here, right? That says three. The question is, where is it three in the Torah? We only find smicha by Moshe Rabbeinu. There was only one. Moshe Rabbeinu like 71.
Why don't we learn from just above about smicha by... By the part.
Learn smicha from smicha.
Yeah.
One's a korban, one's a person.
It's
apples and oranges.
It's a different type of smicha.
But even though we use the same term, but we're referring to something.
Yeah, you can't just generalize.
And also, one isn't by equal, one's by but they're not stomach one to the other.
Okay, so. Okay. Yeah, but if it happens to be a Xavier Shova, then it could be far away.
I know. That was a shall
yes,
I find
throw it
here.
Okay.
A little bit of a pun.
Okay. So whether we do Sefer Echad or.
Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says only in Mishnah Torah, etc. Yeah.
Okay, and we're almost done by saying Baruch Hashem. Amalei Rav Acha, Amalei Rav Rav Ashi. When you do smicha, since Brother Shai has told us that two smicha sound like they're the same, when the rabbi who's being masmach, the new rabbi, does he put his hands tuck on the other guy's head and says, yuri, 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 or he just tells it to him, or he just gives him a piece of paper? How do you do it? That was the Shai. B'yod the mamish samchen lei? Do you tuck a mamish, you put the hands on top, just like the smicha of the karbonis? Amalei, samchen lei b'shmo. No, you don't have to go and put your hands on him, you just give him a new name. From now on, he's called Karile Rebbe, because now he has the title of Rebbe. He can go and now teach and go and ask in Shilas. So he's now a Rebbe. They have the Rishus Lemaiden, and we give him Rishus to go and be done. Zimtaik. Dinei Knossos. Dinei Knossos. Why does the Gemara chap on Dinei Knossos? So Rashi reminds us at the beginning of our Perek, we learned that when you're talking about Hoidois Vahalvois, even though Menatoiri Taka need three, according to one man, the other. However, because of Shleik Tel Velas from Melovin, we allow either one or three hedyotis. Ah, so when do you need three choshuva people?
Right.
You need by kenosis, and he wants us also the gabe gzelis for chavolis. So it's not only he has now rishus to make dinik kenosis, he now has rishus to go and do gzelis for chavolis also, if you've given him smicha. He's no longer a hedy, just a guy who's yoshvi koronois as a choshuva yid. So why are we saying made Dina Knossos? So Rashi reminds us of another Gemara that says that what happens, how can you be done Gzeidus Chavolis in Bavel? Says the Gemara in Bavakama, because even though they didn't have Smich in Bavel, they only had Smich in Eretz Yisrael, Shlichusayu Ka'avdina. In Chutz La'aretz, they're doing the Shlichus of the Yonim of Eretz Yisrael. So the derivative of that. Ah, but not by Knossos. Knossos you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. So they don't say... So why don't we say that the Tayonim in Chutzlar, they should also be done Knas, and they all Shlichus Chayek of it, says Rashbam, says Rashi, Knas Oli Avdin Shlichus Chayek, Mishum Deloi Shchicha. After all, how often does a person do something wrong that we're going to go and throw Keful or Dalet Vehey at him? So Dabar Shlichus Shchich. As well as Veles Bachson Kis. He doesn't lose out any money. In other words, the beneficiary, he is deserving of compensatory damage. The fact that he loses punitive, it's not out of pocket. Okay, he didn't get the additional kefil, additional dollar, but hey, but it's not out of pocket. So therefore, we don't say about that the yonim in Bavel, shluchusayi kofel. Zok Dimar Bachad Loi Samach, you're telling me that one person cannot be Samach. Vom Rav Yudah Amar Av. Biram Zohar Oysa Ishla Toiv, Rav Yudah Ben Bava Shema. Oh, the great Rav Yudah Ben Bava. Shemali Hu Nishtaku Dina Knosses Mi Yisrael. If it weren't for him, Chas V'Sholom, Dina Knosses would be forgotten. Vek Dimar Nishtaku Nigrasinu. Take out the Rambam, take out the Gemaras, and learn it over again. Why would it be Nishtaku?
How would you translate Nigrasinu?
It's Nigrasinu Mitzal Gir, so go and learn it. Okay. So what's the problem? What mean? We're going to lose, we're going to forget it? So learn over again. Do I remember Gans Bava Bava? No. You want to remember the Mabasa? No, learn it again. That's how to remember it. That means that if there were no smicha, then we would no longer be done dine knosis, because no one would have the authority to go and constant someone in a besen. What's the story with Rebutim? And we're going to continue about the fabulous, fascinating thing that Rebutim and Bava did in Miachem tomorrow.
Wow.
Today. Dr. Ben, everybody be welcome.